This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Maryland State's Attorney for Baltimore City, Marilyn Mosby, announced this morning that she has filed charges against the six police officers involved in the death of Freddie Gray. Mosby called into question almost everything the officers did, including the very arrest itself, which she said was illegal. The police union, in its own press conference this afternoon, it should be noted, said Mosby's actions were a rush to judgment. But one of the many questions that Mosby took after making her statement was this one. What needs to be done to make sure what happened to Freddie Gray doesn't happen again? The audio is bad, which is why I'm translating that question for you. She had in the crowd a one-word answer.
Accountability.
To that end, then, there has been a lot of talk, especially since Michael Brown and Ferguson, about body cams, about having recorded evidence of police interactions with the public, such as traffic stops, domestic disputes, on up to robberies and shootings. Today, Attorney General Loretta Lynch announced a $20 million Justice Department pilot project to give body cams to selected police departments across the country. So we are going to be spending some time over the next couple of weeks looking at policing, at how it's changing as a job and as part of the economy. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman starts us off with body cams in our series Behind the Blue Line.
This is what many of us think of as the sound of policing. But these days, there's a good chance it'll also sound like this.
Now, I tried to play a video. It said it finished installing. Okay. Doesn't play well with Internet Explorer.
Yeah, cops as IT grunts on the brave new frontier of video monitoring. Officer Randall Peterson is working the day shift in Rialto, California. It's a small working-class city east of Los Angeles with a mixed population, black, Hispanic, and white.
Rialto Police. Hi. Is your brother home?
Since 2013 here in Rialto, the police department has equipped all 100 of its sworn officers with body cams.
Do you have a picture of him?
Officer Peterson, former Marine, 2 years on the force, is wearing one today as he hunts for a suspect in an alleged assault.
So, long story short, husband and wife have issues, somebody visits, somebody breaks a window.
Rialto is an early adopter, deploying the body cams department-wide because of its police chief, Tony Farrar. A few years ago, he was studying criminology through a program at Cambridge University in the UK. He suggested to his professors that they use his department to study the impact of body cams on policing. He says the results have been impressive.
We've got less officer complaints, less times that we have to use force. Hopefully, an increase in public trust, an increase in credibility, and the overall legitimacy of policing.
But not everybody in the department was on board to hit the streets packing video.
Some of the more seasoned officers, if you will, had a few more questions.
What they didn't have is a choice. The policy, worked out with the police union, requires officers to videotape encounters with the public and punishes those who don't. Farrar says all the videotaping hasn't crimped his veteran officer's style, on patrol or at headquarters.
Officers sometimes have a very unique way of relieving stress and tension and pulling pranks on each other. And I went downstairs to briefing the other day, and they kind of ripped me apart. So we don't arbitrarily search videos looking for officers that did something wrong or may have said something wrong.
Back out on the beat, Officer Peterson views his body cam as personal protection as he searches for his suspect.
Because there's a huge potential for him to, one, make a spontaneous statement that, yes, he did commit the offense, or say he decides he wants to run or fight.
At which point, the video could help defend Peterson against accusations of misconduct or brutality.
Personally, that's a big part of my job, is protecting myself from civil liability. And why not help myself? That's how I see it.
But there's still a lot of debate among criminal justice experts as to whether more videotaping will really help good cops defend their use of force or protect the public when bad cops go over the line. Professor Maki Haberfeld runs the program in law and police science at John Jay College. She says police critics can easily misinterpret what's recorded on video and take it out of context.
It's going to be scrutinized against some sort of standards that are truly unrealistic. People who do not understand how police work is done properly. Certain situations appear to be abusive while they're not.
Haberfeld predicts that increasingly ubiquitous video monitoring of police, plus officials and civil rights lawyers scrutinizing all that video for evidence of misconduct, will make officers on the beat afraid to use force when they need to.
They will second-guess themselves, they will hesitate, and it can potentially create a danger.
Of course, cops could just turn off their video recorders when they're in a dangerous situation or one that just looks bad. But that would violate police policy and infuriate police critics. In fact, some advocates are already calling for police body cams to be on, recording all the time. Lou Maltby runs the National Work Rights Institute. He says it would be oppressive to work on camera every minute of the day.
But there are cases where it may be necessary, like police officers. It's literally a matter of life and death. And experience has shown that we can't detect police abuse any other way.
If police were recorded all of their working day, they definitely would become the most surveilled workers in America. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.